Our Bible this evening and turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 98. Psalm 98, we will look at this psalm and trust that it will be a blessing for us this evening just to consider a few thoughts. Again, we will not be long, but I think that what we look at will be very fitting with what we have been sharing as testimonies. And so I just have a few thoughts. I entitled tonight, A Joyful Noise. And I don't have it on the screen, so I just have to listen good, I guess. Sometimes it's nice. I like having the overhead. I like using the PowerPoint. But sometimes it's nice just to have just the Bible and you and the Lord and a few notes to bring some thoughts together. And so I trust that it will be a blessing to us this evening just to look at these thoughts from Psalm 98. Tonight we sang some extra songs. Obviously, normally we're halfway through the sermon. Tonight we're just starting it. But we have some songs that were chosen because they meant something to the person who chose them. For whatever reason, it may be a memory attached to it. It may be the words of the song. It may be just something that even the tune, the melody that is stuck in their mind, whatever the case might be. But we sung those songs, and there's something special about them. And safe to say, especially with how unprofessionally I sang that last song, we've made a joyful noise unto the Lord tonight. And that's what the message is entitled tonight. Just a few thoughts from Psalm 98 about making a joyful noise. What we're doing when we sing together like this and sharing testimony together is really it's a natural outworking of our faith. It should be just a natural thing to want to sing to the Lord and to sing songs about the Lord, talk about the things of the Lord. But it is also a very biblical thing to do, which makes sense. It's a natural outworking of our faith in God and His Word. Then we should want to do biblical things, right? So it fits in well. But Psalm 98, just a few verses, it says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for He hath done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm hath gotten Him the victory. The Lord hath made known His salvation. His righteousness hath He openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered His mercy and His truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and with the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For He cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall He judge the world, and the people with equity." Just going to take a few things from this psalm tonight that I trust will be nothing new, but something that will be a blessing to us and help us to reflect even on that which we have done already. We realize that verse 1 is a command to sing. It says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song." That's a command. It's a directive. It's do it. We need to do it. We need to sing to the Lord. Other times it says, "Oh, come, let us sing." That's a joining in. Let us sing. But this says, "Oh, sing." It's a directive to us to sing. Really, whether we feel like it or not, we're supposed to sing to the Lord. Because He says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord." And isn't that the truth in your life? There are times when you don't feel like singing, but there's a song there, and you just feel like you have to sing it, that song, to the Lord. We're told to sing here whether we feel like it or not. You know, there are many reasons for this command, some of which we'll talk about during the message tonight. But, you know, I think that one of the reasons that God tells us to sing is because singing is good for us. Singing is a way to express what is in our hearts. Singing is an expression of our lives. And I realize that some people are more musical than others. And some people, you know, can play many things, and some people can only play the radio, and maybe only that if it has pre-selected buttons. But, you know, we don't all have the same talents and abilities. But I think it's almost a universal thing that music is something that people enjoy in life, and it's good for us. Now, sadly, often the devil has taken music and made it say and be all kinds of wicked things, but here we're talking about singing to the Lord, obviously singing the right kind of the songs that are honoring to the Lord. Well, singing lets us get out some emotion. You know, we as Canadians, I'm English, you know, we're supposed to be, we're typically the reserved kind of, you know, just don't make a big deal of things and just keep in the background. But, you know, you open up a hymn book or you just have a song in your heart, sometimes you just let it fly because it's there and it's an opportunity to let out that praise to the Lord and that emotion that's built up in our hearts. Singing lightens our load. You ever been downhearted and heavy and a song comes to your mind? Maybe you're playing it on your radio or your CD or MP3 player, whatever you choose to use, your music list or whatever, and a song just comes and it's just like, it just kind of bangs you between the eyes, so to speak, but it's just like, that's exactly what I needed. And before you know it, you're singing along with it because it's just what God is using in your heart. God knows that we need to sing, and so he commands us here to sing. He says, be one who sings unto the Lord. He says that we are to sing unto the Lord a new song. You realize that singing is a means of praise to the Lord. Now, our testimonies we share tonight, they are a means of praise to the Lord, no doubt about it. But also our singing is a worship to God, and it's a form of praise to the Lord. Verse 4 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sometimes we think, if I could sing nicely, I'd like to sing. But God says, I don't care how rusty or rattly or raspy your voice is, you can use your voice to sing praise to me. Sing, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing, whether your voice, maybe your neighbor might not appreciate your voice, but the Lord will if you're singing unto the Lord, because it's a means of praise to Him. When we sing to the Lord, we are praising Him, and He's the one who made our voices, and it honors Him regardless of how our voice may be sounding. It's not to say we should intentionally make it sound bad. It's not to say we shouldn't intentionally try to sing nicely, but let's face it, some people can't carry a tune in a pail. And that's just the way they are, and they can't help that. But they can still make a joyful noise to the Lord. They can still honor God, even with an out-of-tune voice, because the Lord says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's a form of our praise to Him. It's honoring to Him, not to other people. Realize that God made all the animals, and He commands everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Now, you think of the animals, not all of them have very nice sounding voices, do they? But He says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So how are they praising the Lord with what to us we say, oh, no, please. Dog, quit barking, quit howling, you coyotes. You know, I mean, these things are, but that's their way. They're praising God in that way. Some birds sound very melodious and very nice. We said it before. You know, God made the beautiful songbird, but He also made the crow. The crow doesn't sound so nice. But God made it, and He says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So whether we sound nice to others or not, we sound nice to the Lord in the sense that He's looking at our heart, and He realizes that our voice is the expression of a heart of praise and worship to Him. And so it's a means of worship to sing to Him, to make a joyful noise unto Him, and to sing a new song to Him. And we say, well, I guess we just have to, every time we meet together, once we sung all the songs through in the hymn book, we throw that hymn book away and we try and find some new ones that people have made, right? No, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that we have to get rid of all the old songs. Many of the old hymns are great. And, you know, a lot of the newer music, there can be good music new and bad music new. And there can be bad old music and good old music. It's not, the age doesn't determine its quality. So we're not talking about throwing out old songs. The psalm that we just read here itself is in fact a song. And it's, you know, very old. So we don't just say, well, I'm not just going to throw out all the old songs because I'm supposed to sing a new song. I believe what the Lord is getting at here is we've been made new, and we ought to have a zeal and a desire in our heart to sing something about what God has done in our life to Him. And so it's a new song. It's a vibrant testimony of what God is doing in our life. New meaning, not from our old life, but a song about our new life in Christ. And did you notice that we referred to it already? He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You ever been told to be happy? It's not very easy. If you're not happy, just come on, just cheer up. Well, it's hard, isn't it, to just cheer up. But God says, make a joyful noise. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So he, in effect, says, be happy. Be joyful. When we stop and think about what God has done for us, we have every reason to sing with joy, though. And God desires that we sing joyfully, not with, oh, well, I'm supposed to sing, so I'll mumble some words. I grew up in the Methodist Church in England when I was a little boy, and my memories of going to church hearing the singing were just, you know, mumble, the loud pipe organ blasting away, and all you could hear was just some little reverberations of people's voices. There wasn't very much joy, and there wasn't very much volume. And we read there in verse 4, it says, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Often if we're at another church on vacation or what have you, my wife is constantly elbowing me. Shh. I could just have this verse, and the next time I'm going to have this verse ready, I'm just going to go, make a loud noise. I don't know, I guess I'm just a loud person sometimes, but we're supposed to have joy in our heart. Well, that joy overflows into our singing unto the Lord. We are commanded to sing joyfully, but we need to sing with a joyful heart. Christians are to be joyful people. And if there's joy in heaven over one sinner who repents, then the Christian should be a joyful person, because at one point there was joy in heaven over you when you became a believer in Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 8, verse 8, it's speaking about Philip when he went down to Samaria, and the Bible says that many people turned to the Lord. You know what it says? There was great joy in that city. Why? Because they'd been freed from the oppression of their false religion, of the oppression of Simon the sorcerer, and those things, and their pagan religion, and there was joy in their hearts because they'd been saved. They'd been made new creatures in Christ, and that brought joy. We have much to be joyful about, although as we've discussed tonight, not everything in life is joyful. Not all news is joyful. The news from the doctor is not always a joyful message from the doctor. The news from the employer is not always the news that we like to hear. But as Christians, we have something in our hearts that allows us to be joyful in spite of those things. And so it's a means of praise, and the direction of our praise is not to ourselves, it's not to one another, but it's to God. Repeated numerous times in here is unto the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song. And then it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Verse 5 again, sing unto the Lord with the harp. Before the Lord in verse number 9. What is it? What are we being reminded of? He is the one that deserves our praise. He is the one that ought to be the theme of our greatest songs. Is the Lord himself. There's no one more deserving than he. Others may complain about our sound quality, but God does not. We may be tempted to say, well, this person has a beautiful voice. Oh, that isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that beautiful? And there's nothing wrong with complimenting somebody for a nice song sung. But our praise needs, that song ought to still be pointing us to the Lord, who is the one who deserves all the glory and honor from our life. Don't be fixed on self and other people, but direct your praise to God. Our singing is not to lift up ourselves, but to lift up the Lord. And he says that we are to sing joyfully and make a loud noise. And what is the purpose of that? Because his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. He has made known his salvation, and he's openly showed his righteousness in the sight of the heathen. Some wonderful things to think about. Some things that make it, wow, no wonder we should sing to God. He's given us the victory. God has the victory, and he offers it to us. That's worth singing about. We sang victory in Jesus tonight, and there is victory in Jesus because Jesus is victorious, and as the victorious one, he gives us victory in our life. And so praise God for the victory that we can have, and we should ought to praise him for it. How about salvation? Isn't that what it says? He hath made known his salvation. God provided salvation, he made known his salvation, and he made his salvation available. That's something to be glad about. That's something to rejoice about. That's something to praise God for, because he has made his salvation available to you and to me and given us the responsibility, by the way, of making it known to more people. And at his remembrance, It says in verse 3, He hath remembered His mercy. Sing unto the Lord. Why? Because He's victorious. Sing unto the Lord. Why? Because He's provided salvation. Sing unto the Lord. Why? Because He's remembered His mercy and His truth, in this case, toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Isn't it great? God doesn't forget us. In His mercy, He remembers us. He knows what we're dealing with, and He remembers us. He never leaves us alone. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. We may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we need fear no evil. Why? Because the psalmist said, Thou art with me. He remembers us. There are many reasons to praise God and sing joyfully to Him. And He says that our praise should be accompanied by a psalm, a trumpet, a harp, and some other things that we'll look at here. A cappella singing is great. We sang the last verse of Amazing Grace this morning without the piano. I think it's beautiful. It's wonderful. I almost had to sing It Is Well With My Soul, just sing the chorus again without the piano tonight. It's beautiful. I like singing a cappella. It's nice to do that. But he also encourages the use here of an orchestra or instruments, the harp and the trumpet and the cornet. These two instruments were used widely in Israel. And they're both mentioned of being in heaven, the harp and the trumpet. Harps are often used in praise and often symbolic of the joy itself. Remember when Israel was gone into captivity in Babylon, it says we hung up our harps. Why? There was no joy because they realized they're under the chastening hand of God. So they said, we can't sing anymore. We're going to hang our harps up. That harp was a symbol of their singing of joy and rejoicing in their life. And they felt they couldn't do that at that time. The trumpet, of course, is used for many things in Scripture, including warning of impending danger. It's also used, of course, to call to worship. It's used to call to battle. One day we'll hear the trumpet that will call us to meet the Lord in the air. The trumpet will sound. The trumpet is a great accompanying instrument. I can make a joyful noise on the trumpet, but maybe you might not want to hear it. It's maybe more of a noise than a sound. But, these instruments can be used in praise to the Lord. And the cornets, of course, is similar to a trumpet. Different shape tubing and all the rest of it in our modern day. Isn't that right, Brother Ralph? I know they use cornets in the Salvation Army band a lot. And I went to school with a fellow who played the cornet in the Salvation Army band. But a similar instrument. And, of course, back in this day, it wouldn't have been the same as what we think of as a trumpet or a cornet. But these instruments are used in praise to the Lord. And it says, accompany those with your singing of joy to the Lord. But then he talks about the natural accompaniment. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. That great accompaniment, the sounds of nature, isn't it something to hear the sounds of the ocean, the sounds of the sea? Sometimes it's a nice lull of a calm thing. I saw someone on Facebook said the other day, I think I need more vitamin C, S-E-A. I think that's me too. I could use some of that. Go to the ocean and sit on the beach for a while. But it's a soothing, calming thing. But then there's the loud clap, as the Bible says, here, let the sea roar. There are times where it shows its power. Even the river, you see some of the pictures. You may have seen it in real life. Some I know did and commented to me even this morning. But the river, the Grand River, it was raging over these last few days from all the water that was flowing. But that's nothing compared to the way the sea roars. You know, the psalmist is saying here, it's accompanying praise to the Lord. It's a reminder of the power of God and His awesome accompaniment of praise. What awesome power belongs to God. And a reminder of that power encourages our singing. You ever go to the ocean and hear that raging water and just think of how God is so powerful and God, and just start singing praise to the Lord. The last thing we see here is the inspiration to praise, because verse 9 says that we should sing. It starts in verse 5 with trumpets and the cornet. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. The floods clap their hands and the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For He cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall He judge the world and the people with equity. You know, it's an inspiration to praise God, isn't there, in this day? In our time right now, we know that heaven will be a time of praise, and we'll be constantly praising God in heaven, and we'll have all of eternity to do that. But we need to get busy and do it here as well. We need to praise God here. Why? Because He is coming. He's coming to receive us to Himself. Yes, He's coming to judge the world in righteousness. Isn't that a fearsome thing? And it's also an awesome thing to think about and to consider and to bring praise to our lips, to our great God. Now is the opportunity to serve and praise, though eternity will be filled with it as well. But believers are to be filled with praise and joyfully sing so that the world hears and realizes that God is real and He's coming back. And one day He will judge the world in righteousness and equity. Equity means equal. He will judge it correctly. It will be an absolute fair and righteous judgment. God is coming to do that. May His soon return inspire us to sing unto Him, to sing joyfully unto Him, knowing that we have been saved from the wrath to come, but to sing loudly that others may hear and know of our song of praise, realizing that it's reminding them that we have a great God, but He is coming, and they need to be ready to meet Him. And so as we conclude tonight, may we indeed determine to go to our homes later on to continue to make a joyful noise to the Lord. We are commanded to do so. But may we do it joyfully tonight. Singing is a means of praising the Lord for all He is and for all that He has done. And may our accompaniment be the instruments, appropriate instruments of praise to God, but also those sounds of nature that remind us of God's greatness and power. And so may we be inspired to worship Him openly while we have the opportunity, so that others may hear our joyful noise and know about our great God. Let's pray together.